listener production.
Hey, it's Katie Martin with you. Beachport's Bombers and Bonnie's Hotel will trade hands after a potentially multi-million dollar sale. The 1878 structure was transformed into a luxury accommodation and hospitality venue under owners Guy and Sue Wheel, who were asking for $3.45 million. The coastal property's true sale amount hasn't been publicly disclosed, but the buyers reportedly own another accommodation business on Kangaroo Island. Safety upgrades along the Princes Highway will reach the Limestone Coast soon, with works to start on four new overtaking lanes. Two safer passing opportunities will be built between Meninjee and Salt Creek, and another two between Hatherley and Millicent, north of Ferner Road. The works, which also include two junction upgrades around Millicent, are expected to be completed in late 2023. A Mount Gambier gender equity think tank will help inform UniSA programs to tackle the issue in STEM fields. UniSA and the South Australian Academy for Gender Equity in STEM hosted the event to get a better understanding from women on the challenges they face in science, technology, engineering and maths workplaces, as well as the regional and metropolitan divide. Researcher Dr. Deborah Devis says coming out of the session, areas for improvement include better support for mothers on maternity leave and parents of infants. Mount Gambier needs money-making tourism experiences if it wants to truly thrive, according to MP Troy Bell. The Independent says it's not enough to offer free activities like walks around the Blue Lake, paid experiences like coffee and food venues, areas for event hire and even a zip line instead the way forward. The Mount Gambier Pioneers have re-signed their most successful coach in history for the 2023 season. Richard Hill staying on in the role, saying he's excited for next year's prospects. Under his watch, the Pioneers delivered a record 18-win, 7-loss season, runners-up against the Hobart Chargers.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.